Thank you. Oh, he said flatly. Isn't that all right? Said Silverfish, now thoroughly beaten. I mean, it tells them everything they should know, doesn't it? May I? Said Dibbler, taking a piece of chalk from Silverfish's desk. He scribbled intently on the back of the card for a while, and then turned it round. Now it read, Goddies and men said it was naughty to be, but they would naughty listen. Pelias and Melisander, a story of forbidden love. A searing saga of passion that bridged space and time. This will shock you. With 1,000 elephants. Victor and Silverfish read it carefully, as one reads a dinner menu in an alien language. This was an alien language, and to make it worse, it was also their own. Well, well, said Silverfish, my word. I don't know if there was anything actually forbidden. It was just very historical. I thought it would help, you know, children and so on, learn about history. They never actually met, you know, which was what was so tragic. It was all very sad. He stared at the card. Though I must say you've certainly got something there. He looked uncomfortable about something. I don't actually remember any elephants, he said, as if it was his own fault. I was there the whole afternoon we made it, and I don't recall 1,000 elephants at any point. I'm sure I would have noticed. Dibbler stared. He didn't know where they were coming from, but now he was putting his mind to it, he was getting some very clear ideas about what you needed to put in movies. 1,000 elephants was a good start. No elephants, he said. I don't think so. Well, are there any dancing girls? No. Well, are there any wild chases and people hanging by their fingertips from the edge of a cliff? Silverfish brightened up slightly. I think there's a balcony at one point, he said. Yes. Does anyone hang on it by their fingertips? I don't think so, said Silverfish. I believe Melisander leans over it. Yes, but will the audience hold their breath in case she falls off? I hope they'd be watching Pelias's speech, said Silverfish testily. We had to put it on 5 cards, in small writing. Dibbler sighed. I think I know what people want, he said, and they don't want to read lots of small writing. They want spectacles. Because of the small writing, said Victor sarcastically. They want dancing girls. They want thrills. They want elephants. They want people falling off roofs. They want dreams. The world is full of little people with big dreams. What, you mean like dwarfs and gnomes and so on? Said Victor. No! Tell me, Mr. Dibbler, said Silverfish, what exactly is your profession? I sell merchandise, said Dibbler. Mostly sausages, Victor volunteered. And merchandise, said Dibbler sharply. I only sell sausages when the merchandising trade is a bit slow.
And the sale of sausages leads you to believe you can make better moving pictures, said Silverfish. Anyone can sell sausages, isn't that so, Victor?
Well, said Victor reluctantly, no one except Dibbler could possibly sell Dibbler's sausages.
There you are, then, said Silverfish.
The thing is, said Victor, that Mr. Dibbler can even sell sausages to people that have bought them off him before.
That's right, said Dibbler. He beamed at Victor.
And a man who could sell Mr. Dibbler's sausages twice could sell anything, said Victor.
End of CD 2.